Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also, Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest. But he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. We'll pause there. Every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men, on the behalf of men, in things pertaining to God. Now he's speaking of a true high priest. So then verse 3 he says, or verse 4, no man takes this honor to himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. But even in the days of Aaron, there were men, I think of Korah and some of the others, who wanted to take the honor that God had given to Aaron for themselves. They wanted to, and they presumably thought, well, Aaron is just appointing himself, or Moses is just appointing his brother. A high priest is ordained for men. From among men, to, you know, offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. That was the office of the high priest and the priests under him, but he was in charge. Sacrifice, the offerings, the people's sins would be forgiven them. That's the way it worked under the old covenant. And this person can have compassion on the ignorant, and on them that are gone astray, because him, he also is compassed with infirmity. He is also tempted. And he also, but unlike Christ, he also has infirmity. You know, weakness, fallibility. His compassion can arise out of just a sense of, I see people in situations. Someone asked me a question about murder, and, you know, I think of all the different situations where one might be provoked to murder. And I'm reasonably sure there are many reasons I would never kill someone over. But I know that there are some causes that would be very tempting. You know, say, you know, someone doing something harmful and awful and to one of your loved ones. You know, I don't want to get graphic. I just don't feel like it this morning, really. But think of the, you know, awful things. Things that, don't kid yourself. Things that could provoke you. Things that you would have to say, God, help me. Let me not be tempted. Lead me not into temptation. Because in that case, I might well. And so a high priest hearing, you know, a man, oh, you know, I did this, I did that. And he could think to himself, but for the grace of God, there go I. You know, that saying, which means if God was not gracious to me to keep me out of those circumstances, I could be doing the same things. And not just to keep me out of the circumstances, but also to keep me in my heart. To keep me, my passions from desiring evil things, you know. God was not there to help me. So the high priest can have compassion on those who don't know what they're doing and those who are tempted in extreme measures. And by reason of this, he ought also to offer for himself, because he's compassed with infirmity. He has to offer for himself and for them their sins. Now, that was the priest's office. He offers for himself an offering, because he has to purify himself before he tries to offer for anyone else. The high priest should not go up there without first having offered for himself. Or else God would, God would not honor his works. You see the old covenant, there's a lot of flaws. Because as Paul said, if the old covenant had been faultless, there would not have been place sought for a new. And those flaws are built into the covenant. Because sin is very powerful. And commandments, the flaw with commandments is it relies on our obedience and our goodness. And that is not very reliable. Verse 5 had said, Christ is also like high priest ordained from among men. He did not take it to himself. But God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. The Father sent the Son. And the way he talks about himself in relationship to the Father makes it very clear there's a distinction between Father and Son. And of course, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. There's a complete lack of distinction between the Father and Son at times. At least, you could look at it in that narrow sense. But there certainly is a distinction, and there is also a lack of distinction. You'll find that all throughout when you look at the nature of God. And I have a writing on that subject on my website, oraclesofgod.org. As he says in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I think that's from the Psalms. Psalm 110. So in the days of his flesh, and thou art my son, this day I've begotten thee. That is a quote from Psalm, 2?